You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Dirt. Want to thank you for taking some time out to listen to the podcast of our show, brought to you by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
This is the Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague visit the insiders that are covering the stories you've heard about, and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
All right, test. Does it sound okay? We have our masks on now.
Yeah, the masks are officially up.
This is a mandate, and I understand it because of what's going on everywhere, but we're wearing a mask when you're doing in-person interviews. We were pulling them down for most of the show, but now we have, you know, this might be the biggest guest of the day.
This could be the guy, man. This is why we came down to L.A.
Jimmy Lake, Clay Helton, no. Keaton Slovis, no. Kavon.
There's nothing
Jeff
going on.
Jeff Austin is not going to be happy. If I'm the biggest guy you get today, he's going to say money wasted in Portland.
I think you're underestimating Jeff Austin. He's somewhere listening going, oh, my God, it's my man Bill. I got to get to the radio right
Bill
now.
Bill Riley, let's go.
Bill Riley, ESPN 700, one of our favorite guys to talk to because he's unapologetic. He will be really honest on Utah, and he loves the Pac-12 like we do, is joining us. Thank you for hopping on with us, man. How is this? What year is this for you for Pac-12 Media Day?
By the way, you guys are now in the mornings?
Yeah.
How about that?
It's
how
early.
About that?
Who'd
you get pictures of?
I can't.
How much did you pay Austin on the side to move you to the primetime slot?
Well, maybe those were the pictures.
I usually come on with you guys in the middle of the afternoon.
I know. Now we're here waking up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and they're not serving breakfast walking across the street.
That might be a punishment. He may be trying to run you guys off the station.
That's right.
Bill, I'll just say this.
Trying to wear us down.
Think Marv Albert. And now we have the morning slot.
Okay.
So you never know. What's going on?
Yes.
It's a weird word.
What year is this for you, for Pac-12 Media Day?
I've been here every year.
Okay.
So since Utah got in the league, what is this now, 11 years?
Yeah. 2011 was their first year?
Yeah.
Right?
So this is 10th or 11th year. I've lost math. Don't ask me to do math on the air.
Okay.
I was told there would be no math.
That's kind
no
of our numbers. Thing, too. Yeah, it is.
But before that, Mountain West Media Days, and then back in the day, SEC Media Days in Birmingham. So I've been covering college football for 25 years.
Well, is this our last Pac-12 Media Day, or is anybody going to snatch any of these teams up? I don't even know how to feel about all of this stuff right now in college football. I personally hate it. How are you viewing the realignment stuff?
Well, I mean, we always hate change. I mean, it comes out of nowhere. I don't think the Pac-12 is going to shrink. I mean, I think if anything, it's going to grow. I've heard somebody wrote a story, so it becomes news that the Big Ten's going to target Oregon and USC and Washington.
Right.
Well, why would those schools go there? I mean, maybe money. I mean, it's always about money. But
right.
Let's see what the Pac-12 does. I'm going to be really interested to see what the conference does. I think we've got a proactive commissioner now. He seems to be really dialed into what the issues really are and where you need to be. So I don't think this will be the last Pac-12 media day. But it wouldn't surprise me. I mean, here's the thing, and we've been talking about this too. If you're going to add, you've got to add quality. You don't just add to add. The SEC added quality. I mean, you think about your conference as a big old pie of revenue, and you're slicing it up 12 ways. Well, if you're going to slice it up 14 ways or 16 ways, nobody wants a smaller piece of pie. So you're going to have to grow the pie in order to slice it into more pieces. And you've got to add schools that mean something. Who could the Pac-12 add right now that would move the needle that ESPN or Fox or whomever, Apple or Netflix or Hulu, would be interested in? I don't know that there's anybody out there.
Is Baylor the best option? But I don't think that moves the needle that much.
I don't think it moves the needle at all.
Yeah.
And when was the Pac-12 ever wanted a faith-based institution?
Yeah.
I mean, we know that.
True.
BYU's been crying about
sure.
it for years.
Yeah. Sure.
And then you've got TCU as well. Now, if they relax those standards, maybe it's Baylor, maybe it's TCU. I've said this. I said, why don't we go a little crazy here? If you want the Texas market, Houston. Houston's on the borderline of being a research institution. Their football is good. Their basketball is great.
Very true.
To get you in the state of Texas. And 10 years ago, they took a group of five school in Utah, and that's worked out well for the conference. And the other school I said I would at least kick the tires on is Nebraska. I only say that because it didn't seem like a year ago Nebraska was in love with being in the Big Ten anymore.
They're getting kicked around.
It felt like they were sticking their middle finger up at the league every other week trying to schedule games against the league's wanting. Now, maybe they'll stay.
Right.
But I'd at least kick the tires. The SEC certainly does, and it pays dividends for them. So, I'm all for growing the league. But you've got to grow it smartly. And you've got to add teams that not only mean something to the league itself, but also mean something to your TV partners, because they're ultimately the ones writing you a check.
That's the biggest thing, is getting to a point where that next TV contract, you're in the same ballpark as these other conferences. Because right now you could have a Big Ten that calls and says, hey, our TV deal is worth an extra $30 million a year. And that's hard to say. That's hard to say no to. It's a big reason, I think, why Oklahoma and Texas left. And to your point about, everybody looks at the Big 12 remaining schools to add. Somebody just put out an article of over the last 2 years of their top 20 rated TV games. There's only two that show up on the list that don't include Oklahoma or Texas.
Right.
And that's why they're saying.
Who were they?
One of them was an Ohio State TCU game, so it wasn't even a Big 12 matchup.
Yeah.
And the other one, I think, was another non-conference game that they had played. Some Big 12 school played somebody. And it's just, where's the attraction there? Does Oklahoma State do it? Does Baylor do it?
Maybe Kansas, but their football's terrible. Their basketball's great.
Yeah.
But. They feel like more, if the Big Ten's going to expand, maybe they're inviting Kansas and Iowa State or somebody like that. I don't know, but I don't mind expansion, but you better do it for the right reasons, not just to throw a bunch of teams in there, because then all of a sudden you may get more money in your next TV deal, but you're splitting it more ways and you're not getting as much money as you possibly could.
Right. Bill Riley is our guest here, ESPN 700 in Salt Lake City, one of our favorites, talking Pac-12. Here at Pac-12 Media Day, my mask just keeps slipping off every time
I
talk.
This is ridiculous.
All day, man.
It's gonna be 6 hours of this.
Oh, dude, same here. Not looking forward to it. But
all day.
On the realignment thing, we had a Josh Pate from 24/7. He does Late Kick with Josh on YouTube, and he said basically, he kind of went where I went. I'm a bit of a conspiracy theorist in sports.
Yeah.
And it's unfounded. It's unreported. But this has a feel of they're not satisfied yet, that they may be aiming for other programs to poach away the SEC. And he said he thinks the NCAA, college football in general, it may be getting to a point where there's a collision course and a breakup. And he says he wouldn't be stunned if it was an AFC-NFC situation in college where you have Big Ten merger with the Pac-12 super conference and then the SEC mixing with the ACC and their best teams. What is your overall feel or thought on just the general future in the next 5 years, how college football looks?
Well, I think it's funny. Kyle Whittingham's talked about this for almost a decade. Right after Utah got in the Pac-12, he said, hey, this thing isn't done. He said, there's going to be super teams, super conferences coming. He said, we'll probably have 18 or 20 team super conferences before it's all said and done. And I still think we're going that way. I don't know what the number is, but 16 or 18 teams and in that pro model feels right to me, where you divide them up and you have your Big Ten, Pac-12, your ACC, SEC.
Sure.
And then, maybe it's, 12 teams, 24 teams here, 24 teams here, or 30 and 30. And then you have a big playoff at the end of the year. I mean, I think that's the direction we're going, and the NCAA will have nothing to do with this. They don't have anything to do with it now.
No, they're on the outside.
I mean, they don't.
They're
really,
a limp noodle, man.
They're done.
Yeah, they're cooked.
It's going to be fun to see where the future holds, as long as I want the Pac-12 to stick together. Let's talk about your Utes.
Yep.
They're the team every year that comes into the season that it feels like, at least from our vantage point, nobody mentions. Nobody pays a lot of attention to. And then you look at the standings at the end of the year, and hey, there it is. It's Utah with a shot either going to the conference title or a chance to play into it. How are we feeling this year? And is it kind of the same? Because it feels like USC's getting a ton of attention. Arizona State's getting all the headlines. We personally love UCLA. Utah, again, feels like they're flying under the radar.
Well, UCLA is going to have to show me. I think they're going to be better. I think they're kind of a wild card team. Mm-hmm. I don't think they're good enough to win the South or win the league yet. But I think if everything came together, they might be able to jump up in that top two or three. ASU's got to show me, too. There's been a lot of hype around Herm, and his first 3 years mimic Todd Graham's last 3 years.
7-5,
and now you've got a major NCAA investigation. We'll see. There's some talent down there. I picked Utah to win the South, and I picked them to win the league. I've only done that three times. This is the third time, in 18 and 19 and this time around. In 18, they won the South. They lost to Washington in the championship game without Huntley and Moss. In 19, I can't explain it. They were a no-show at Levi's Stadium against a really good Oregon team.
Yeah, that was a head-scratcher for sure.
But this team is the deepest, most talented team Kyle's had, 1 through 85 or whatever, 1 through 100 now because you've got all the leftover scholarships. And the key for me is they're deeper with quality at the key positions. Like in 18, when Tyler Huntley went down, they didn't have a replacement. Well, Cam Rising won the job last year. If he loses to Charlie Brewer, he's your backup quarterback. He was the starter a year ago. They're deeper there. They're five deep at running back right now. The defense is ridiculously good. They're kind of back to being nasty again. And I think they've just been building toward this. And they've got a lot of guys like Nick Ford, Devin Lloyd, Britton Covey, some of these guys that could have gone to the NFL and been kind of mid-round, you know, 3 through 6 round draft choices, decided to come back this year, try and win a championship. That's a big deal. They want to be the first class to win that first Pac-12 championship and improve their draft stock. So the schedule's good, too. They're really their only road trip is USC. Stanford, I don't know about. Stanford,
they're a big question mark.
Another wild card.
It could be another wild card.
Yeah.
But they've got Oregon at home late in the year. Mm-hmm. They've got UCLA at home, and they've got ASU at home. So, to me, the schedule sets up pretty well for them. They've got a bye before they go down to play USC, so they've got that coming up. Now, they haven't won in the Coliseum, but USC struggles to win in Salt Lake City. So, that's the big game. But that swing on October 9th and 16th, they have USC and an ASU back-to-back, could be big. And I honestly think, because I picked Oregon to win the North, I think November 20th is the preview of what we could see 3 weeks later in the Pac-12 championship game.
Is Kyle really just, because he's one of our favorites, we've had him on several times, he's shown a model of consistency here. That's a big individual. Is Kyle one win away from maybe deading all of the coaching stuff? Because for some reason his name continuously gets brought up. He's going to go to USC, he's going to take this job, and he continues to stay committed at Utah. Or does winning that one game, the Pac-12 title, does that just amp it up where everybody starts calling and trying to pry Kyle
Whittingham? No, he would be more likely to retire after winning a Pac-12 title than he would be to go to another. He's not going to another job.
Right.
He's making tons of money. The program is his. If he was going to leave for another job, it was going to be 10 years ago. That's not happening. He'd be more likely to do the mic drop with a Pac-12 championship because he's done everything else.
Yeah.
He went undefeated and beat Alabama as a group of five team. He transitioned them from group of five to power five, which is not easy to do. And then if he wins a Pac-12 championship, they're going to build the statue outside the stadium. Right. He's going to be the program's all-time winning coach here in about a year and a half. So he told me years ago, he goes, I'm not a lifer. He goes, I'm not going to be like my dad or Lavelle Edwards and coach till I'm 75 or 80.
Good for him.
So I'm not telling you it happens, but it would be far more likely that he would retire than go someplace else because he's got everything he needs there. His family's there. His kids are there. His grandkids are there.
Right.
And it's his program. I mean, why would he go anywhere else?
Right.
Last one for you because I know we're against it already. Our producer's yelling in our ear.
Stop yelling.
Exactly. Who are you looking forward to talk to most today?
Mario, because I like talking with him. I always get him to tell an old Miami story. Because he was at the U
yes,
when the U was the U.
Yes, he was.
He won't tell stories like Dennis Erickson will. Dennis
quite.
Will tell great
That's
stories.
That's a Hall of Fame storyteller, though.
Dennis has great, better off-the-air stories. And I'm actually – it's funny. I say the two Oregon guys, I've never interviewed Kayvon Thibodeau. Mm. And after he absolutely wrecked Utah 2 years ago and after he signed his big NIL deal – and he might be, what, a top five pick, top seven pick?
Might be
pick
a top
this
three.
Year.
I don't know. It depends
you
who
know,
has the pick.
They're comparing him to Chase Young. Yeah. I don't know if he's quite Chase Young, but I'm anxious to talk to him because I think he's probably the best player in the Pac-12 conference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bill Riley, ESPN 700, our guest here. The Daily Ticker bumped up, and he's doing his radio show across the way. He'll be here all day just like we will, and we'll be on his station a little bit later on. Dude, thanks for doing this. We love having you on. We'll have to get you on more during the football season.
Anytime, man.
All right, there we go.
Does that mean I have to get up early?
Well, you're a couple hours ahead of us, right?
One hour.
Eight is nine, and seven is eight.
Okay.
What time do you wake up?
What you doing math?
I know, not bad. Not bad. You strike me as a 5:30 wake up, but you don't tell anybody, guy.
No, 6:15.
6:15.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I'm the program director too.
Okay. Yeah. You got quite the plateful.
You got to take care of
and
business.
And then I
got to
do the games, and it's a busy day.
I'll tell you what. I'll do you a favor. I will give you the Marv Albert's Jeff picture, and then you can have him be the PD of your station, too, and then you don't have to do as much.
Well, he used to work in Salt Lake, too.
I know.
He knows the market.
Bill Riley, thanks for hopping on, man.
Thanks, we appreciate it.
There we go. Bill Riley, our guest here, ESPN 700.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.